Yeah, we're talking about doing it tough. And when you think of, you know, we got young kids, and you think about how hard it was for us to get a break with housing, how I guess it was hard for our mums and dads as well. But as generations come through, it looks like it's even going to get harder. House ownership or home ownership is going to be very difficult.
No, the thing that has changed, though, is when we were younger and we were buying our first home, we saved the money, we waited, and we had the deposit most of the time. These days, because parents are more wealthy these days than when our parents were, the kids are relying more on their parents to throw in a bit of money to help them with the first home.
Good luck to my two blokes.
But yeah, well, that's what's happening apparently. One in five Australians are relying on the bank of mum and dad. Peter Cooper is Managing Director of Cooper Financial Connections. Hi, Peter.
Hi, how are we?
Good, thanks. So is it because parents these days are more wealthy that the kids think, oh, mum and dad can help me out?
Look, I think so. I think a lot of the children today have been having a good life and travelling overseas and doing a few things after school and saving some money and enjoying it. And then it's come to the time to buy the house, and mum and dad have always chipped in a little bit of money to help them get there with their deposit. But that's all changed now. The banks have become very tough on the deposit.
Oh.
And, they want to see 5% genuine savings from the individual. Now, what that means is they will go through their bank accounts over a three-month period or six-month period, and they will look to make sure that money's been saved genuinely by them. If they see large deposits going in there, and that could be from mum and dad or the sale of a motor car, then they will question that as being genuine savings.
Is this so they don't want to get stuck, Pete?
Yeah, look, it's the mortgage insurers most of the time, because banks will always traditionally lend up to 80% and are willing to go to 95% if the mortgage insurer accepted the risk. So what happens now is the mortgage insurer gets hold of all the information that the bank holds and goes through those bank deposits. So the key now for the mum and dad helping the children out with the deposit is to put the money in the children's bank account at least 3 months before they approach a bank. If they turn up on the day and there's a large deposit there, then they'll say, go away and come back and see me in 3 months' time.
Yeah, but what about when you kids will put their parents as guarantor for a loan? That's a they're still relying on their parents, aren't they, if they get into trouble?
Yeah, but banks won't take guarantees from mum and dad anymore. What they will do is they will do sometimes a family pledge where they'll take a bit of security out of mum and dad's house and tie their equity up for some time until either the value of the property has gone up or the children have reduced the debt significantly to allow that that charge to be released off the property.
So, Peter, I'm a baby boomer. Have we, in fact, maybe priced our own kids out of the market?
Look, I think in some ways we probably have. I mean, do you think now what you pay for a property, it can be, you know, $400,000 or $350,000. They've got to come up with $15,000 or $20,000 in genuine savings. And that's a big number, you know, by any stretch of imagination. You go to get a university or start work today, that's a lot of money to put away and live and pay your bills. And get to a point where you can actually buy your own property.
Well, give us
it is.
Give us some advice then that a young person could follow then to maybe get them into a house.
Look, I think from day one, children have to put aside money and do a budget and start saving money, genuinely saving money towards that 5% deposit. And if mum and dad, and in the old days, again, mum and dad used to have bank accounts that were, you know, Peter Cooper's trustee for my son or my daughter. That money now has to be transferred into the children's name and has to sit in that bank account for at least 3 months to be considered genuine savings. So I think all money has to be put aside and genuinely saved, and there has to be a budget put in place from day one when they finish school.
And
that's where the schooling system's got to get in as well.
And cut your cloth accordingly.
Yeah, that's right. You're right, Peter. The schooling system should start teaching
and,
kids
you
how
know,
to do
that. I think expectations from when we were starting out, maybe you were happy to have the little first house and then you progress to whatever.
Yeah. That's right.
But
that's
now
right.
They want the everything, or the bells and whistles.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I want the plasma TV. I want the second car. I want the upstairs,
that's
downstairs.
Right,
I want the media room.
Yeah. That's it, exactly, that's right. In the old days, we would put a little bit of grass in the front yard and dirt in the backyard.
Back in the good old days.
And the old, that's right, used to be, but not anymore. They want it all now, and the only way to get it is to put in place a savings plan from day one from leaving school.
Good on you, Peter.
Teach the kids to do it the right way.
Good advice. Peter Cooper, thank you for your time. Managing Director of Cooper Financial Connections with some great advice. Did you help? Were you helped out by your parents? Mm.
The thing is, we have, probably they're seeing what their parents have now. Their parents have everything now, and they want it all. So, you know, that's they're used to it.
13 13 32, did you help out or were you helped out by your folks in getting a start? It's 8:16, News Talk 4BC.